pretty much every New Brunswick child is attending a New Brunswick public school, and they're there for quite a long time. The school day represents a long exposure. If you happen to have somebody in the class who is contagious with COVID, during the school day. So the school, I think, is an important setting. And I think about my 6-year-old is in grade one, and there's two new babies, baby sister and baby brother of her classmates this year. So, the kids, particularly the younger age kids, there's going to be a presence of younger siblings who are age 0 to 4, and there's no vaccine available for them yet. And even for the staff themselves, the teachers and school staff could have vulnerable family members at home, whether that's young kids or it's other people who are at higher risk of severe COVID. That's why the mask is actually a really important level and layer of protection, is that it's a filter for your body. It's a filter for your respiratory system. So if there's someone in the class that doesn't even realize they have COVID, they might not even feel symptomatic, and they're just breathing. They're not doing anything wrong. They're just breathing. But that is generating these aerosols that have the virus in them. And so then the other students around them and the other staff are at risk of breathing them in. So even if your child is still going to school with a mask on, if everybody in the classroom is not wearing the mask right now, while these case rates are so high in New Brunswick, it raises the level of risk for everybody in the room.
Some people who oppose masks in school say their children aren't comfortable wearing them and have suffered enough from pandemic restrictions already over the past 2 years. How do you respond to that?
Oh yeah, that's a legitimate aspect to examine for sure. I would hope that for kids who have like a medical exemption for really not being able to tolerate wearing a mask, that they've gone to their physician and that they've had that exemption, and that they would be able to have their school day without the mask. For the kids out there that truly can't tolerate it, there are tons of options for different masks that are more comfortable. And I personally would be really willing to talk to any parent who would want to explore some different options. I have a bunch of different masks that I've ordered over the last year or so, and I know I would be happy to share the extras that I have with other parents. And I'm sure that in every community, there would be parents like me who would be willing to share. But I think the research is showing that overall, the mask wearing during the school day is not having an effect on the child's ability to focus, on the child's ability to learn.
Now, inevitably, people will respond that children are less vulnerable to COVID-19. The petition says that the issue goes beyond schools because transmission among school children will affect the province more broadly. Can you elaborate on that point?
For one thing, there are more children hospitalized with the Omicron variant than the previous variants. It seems to affect particularly the 0 to 4 age more severely than it did than the previous variants did. So we don't have a huge amount of capacity to care for sick kids in New Brunswick, and anybody that would need to be in the ICU, they might have to look at going to the OWK, that kind of thing. So it's concerning when you think about how many kids themselves are actually going to get sick and require care. And then the other thing that I think we're really seeing a lot of is the effect on the healthcare workers being able to do their jobs, because their kids come home from school with COVID, and then that does transition on to the parent. The parents working in healthcare can avoid COVID pretty well at work. They've got great PPE there, they've got great procedures now. But at home, you're not wearing your respirator when you're around your kids, unless you know that you've got COVID. So your kid could come home and be contagious, and you're going to get it from them, and then that affects the healthcare system's ability to deliver services. Because I think that we're seeing today, there's like 500 or 600 healthcare workers in New Brunswick who are isolating today because they have COVID. It's quite a lot. So there's also effects on people waiting for their surgeries, waiting for diagnostic imaging, waiting for blood work. The hospitals are still in the red alert level. you know, which seems quite significant. Doesn't seem like the hospitals have any extra capacity right now to deal with increased infections, increased cases.